have arrived. You are now on a journey into the world of crypto, with your guides being three idiots. We have no idea what we're doing or talking about. You will get to learn with us on the way. If you are a crypto idiot like us and want bad crypto advice, you're in the right place. Idiot number one is the crypto chemist. Guaranteed to get distracted while talking and change subjects enough times for you to need a quick stopover at the loony bin on the way to work. Idiot number two is Kid Crypto. Kid Crypto lives life one quarter mile at a time, and he knows that it doesn't matter if you win by 1 inch or 1 mile. Winning is winning. He wins the Makes Bad Decisions Award every week. Idiot number three is Captain Crypto. Captain Crypto is a professional at doing things the hard way. Instead of researching, he likes to throw a bunch of money at something and watch what happens. You just can't get advice like this from anyone.
Kid Crypto here, and I'll be telling you about my experience in the crypto world. It all started when I joined Robinhood back in November when I was on vacation. I figured I'd try it out. Got into some weed stocks. Cannabis, if you will, because I figured Joe Biden was going to be president and it seemed like a smart play. So I got in a bunch of that and it got ran up because I'm pretty sure now, knowing what I know, there was a lot of shorting going on. And then when it finally, the Wall Street Bets thing started happening, it got ran up. So anyway, as time went on, I was up a couple 100%, but then I was getting bled out and then getting bled out. And I'm like, okay, well, this is stock. So I tried getting into crypto on the Robinhood app, and Doge was the cheapest one. And literally, I dropped $100 on it one night because I was up a little bit. I'm like, cool, whatever, who cares? The very next day, just pure dumb luck, it went up to 7 cents. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I was up a tremendous amount of money. So I was kind of hooked then. So needless to say, freaking Doge brought me into crypto, as much as I hate to admit it, but truth of the matter is, it happened. So now I got a taste of it. So I started dipping into Ethereum, buying Ethereum when I could. And then eventually I just sold off most of my stocks to put it in Doge and crypto. Made a good amount of money, pulled it all out. Then I was like, okay, well, there's only a couple things that you can buy on Robinhood. This kind of sucks when the crypto world is so freaking massive. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So I started researching online, doing a bunch of YouTube videos, and it was such a huge pain in the butt trying to figure out all these crypto apps, getting your driver's license submitted, you know, getting approved. Oh my God, the initial setup in crypto is horrible, but in reward can be well once you get it going. So as time went on, I've got probably 7 or 8 apps on my phone now. And the thing that I really dislike about crypto is you cannot invest in any certain one per app. There's only a limited amount of things that you can get in. So that's one thing I dislike about it. And I don't like spreading my money out on a whole bunch of apps because I don't know how much I trust these things at this point. So moving forward and doing my YouTube research, I started finding S-coins. And if you don't know what that is, it basically means shit coins. And the reason they say that is because it's people, anybody can make a coin, they can get on there, have great ideas, make a cheap website, and then pay people on YouTube to pump up the coin to do a big pump and dump. So be very cautious when you're getting into coins that don't have a really good utility background. However, I do feel like you can still make money on S coins. It's just not for me overall. The only one that I'm still in at this point is SafeMoon, and it's kind of my Hail Mary of all Hail Marys. You know, it might pan out. I think they got some good stuff going on. You know, the CEO and team, their face is out there. You know, you've got their name, so I feel like it's not a rug pull. And basically, for those that don't know, rug pulling is they build it up, and all of a sudden the devs just pull all the money out, and then you're just left holding the bag. So you got to be real cautious when dealing with S coins. So moving forward, I've always heard about Coinbase, but always heard about their high fees, so I never really dove into that one. But I will tell you, for new investors, it's probably the best app you can get, and you're just going to have to understand that high fees is going to be inevitable with crypto, especially with Ethereum and gas fees. But that's just crypto and you got to get used to it. So moving forward and doing research, I start finding other coins that I feel could be the next Bitcoin, Ethereum. While looking around, you know, you can find thousands of different things, but you got to really find ones that you truly believe in. You got to do some research. And one for me was Cardano. The CEO, Charles Hoskinson, has always put himself out there. He's always doing YouTube videos. He's always talking about his dream. He's always talking about his idea. Even though this has a high market cap, I do feel long term that this is going to be king. It might not get as high as Bitcoin, but it's definitely going to be relevant to the crypto world, and I feel very strong about it. So moving forward, what other apps do you use on your phone? I use Crypto.com, BitForex, BitMart, and KuCoin. These have been working very well for me, and I've tried some other ones in the past. And between getting your identity approved and jumping through loops and all that, I just couldn't get it to work on some of them and just gave up. So I found that these have worked well for me and I can do what I need to do on them. So one thing you got to learn as you're moving on in the crypto world is you've got to, or at least for me, I've had to buy on Coinbase and then transfer. So what I do is buy XLM on Coinbase, and then you transfer it to the application like crypto.com, and then you basically sell it on there to buy the new asset you're wanting to get, which for me, I bought DOT on crypto.com. I really wanted to buy that, but I couldn't buy it anywhere except for crypto.com. Then I could figure out, because I feel long term, that's a smart play. So now that I'm starting to understand things, I'm like, all right, I get this, I understand how apps work, I know how I can bounce stuff back and forth. Great, I'm getting this. Everything's going good. I'm up some money. I hit a lick on Robinhood from Ethereum. I sold out. I'm up a significant amount of money. I'm like, cool. I'm going to dump some money in Coinbase. I'm going to start getting my plays. Everything's running good. Well, this is what you got to watch out for. As soon as I invested big in Coinbase, 2 days later, it had an 80% pullback. Now, you talk about gut-punching feeling. Oh, my God. Why couldn't I have just waited 2 more days to do this investment? So you got to expect those things, and that's what they mean by buying the dip. One thing that I did wrong was I thought the dip was like when it was down 5%. And yeah, it's a dip, but what they really mean is you always got to have some money on the sidelines for when you get these big 40, 50% pullbacks, because they do happen if history has showed. But one thing that I did is I bought more, and we had a relief rally. But it started dipping more, so I'm like, crap, all my money's taxed now at this point. What am I supposed to do? So one thing you'll always hear, when in doubt, zoom out. So I did. I zoomed out a year, and it made me realize how much everything has been ran up in a year. It's pretty crazy when you think about it that way. You know, it was such a run-up that it had to be some kind of pullback at some point. You know, you got to really ask yourself, do you believe in crypto long-term? And I truly, truly do. Because the way things are going right now with our current stock system, it's worthless. Especially with all this short crap going on, it really has brought a lot of things to light that I feel needed to be addressed. But I will tell you, I heard one story, and you definitely got to look it up on YouTube. Terry Crews is a big believer in crypto. And his story was he went to somewhere across seas and was needing money. And the bank that he was using sent him somewhere. He went there. They wouldn't give him his money. He's like, this is my money. Everything's been approved. Why can't I get my money? So he was going back and forth with the manager, and he just kept telling him no. So he called the bank up. He's like, I can see the guy talking to you right now. He won't give me the money. So he was needing a lot of money for this charity event that he was going to, and he was going to be buying a lot of art. I think he was actually buying them all out. So after going back and forth with him, you know, thinking, I don't know, the manager probably thought that this was a scam because it was probably a large amount of money and they wasn't going to be able to do it. And he had called his bank back, and they sent him to some other place, which was in a sketchy neighborhood. It wasn't even a bank. It was just somebody that would get him his money. And the Uber driver wouldn't even drive him there. That's how bad this place was. So Terry Crews had to walk to get this money in this sketchy place and come back with it. So ever since then, Terry Crews is like, this is my money. I will never have to deal with this again. I don't believe in that. With crypto, as you go places that accept it, it's just an instant transfer. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about approvals. It's yours. But definitely look up that video on YouTube with Terry Crews. It's a very inspirational video and a lot of stuff that he went through that he shouldn't have. So after he had that experience, he actually made his own crypto asset, which is called power. And I hadn't quite figured out how to buy it yet or what's involved. But basically, it's an NFT, non-fungible token, where artists can get on there and sell their art and music and stuff like that. And he says, I don't care if this project takes 5 years or 10 years. I believe in it, and that's what we're going to do. Stories like this is the reason why I believe in crypto, and I see where it's going in the future. It's definitely going to be around for a while. So now that I kind of heard some stuff about NFTs, I started doing more research, and then I found one called Vivi. Their ticker symbol is OMI. So, being an old school gamer, I'm definitely drawn into this and checking them out. They have all kinds of licenses like Ghostbusters and Batman and Robin, and they've got all kinds of other ones they're working on right now. But with the way virtual reality's coming, this is so early, I feel like if I get in now, it's really going to pay off in the long run, because they're kind of the leaders in it from what I can tell. But this has just been some of my experiences so far in crypto, and one thing I'm going to be doing is I do research every night, especially while I'm at work. Like, I just listen to YouTube, hear people's thoughts and theories throughout everything, so I'll keep you updated and informed so those plays might be able to help you out in the future. And be sure to tune in, because we're going to be coming out with a lot of content as well. Kid Crypto out. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on our journey today. Leave us feedback anywhere so we can give you really bad advice on your crypto questions. Or you can email us directly at cryptoidiots@pm.me. That is cryptoidiots@pm.me. We are looking forward to hearing back from you. And until next time, the idiots have left the building.